Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, April 23rd, 2019. I'm Sarah Lane. Key by Amazon is expanding to 13 new U.S. cities for Amazon Prime customers, bringing the total to 50 cities. Key offers in-home, in-car, and in-garage deliveries, and also announced Key's compatibility with Chamberlain's MyQ connected garage door software. Key is $119 annually and requires an internet-connected door lock and security camera for in-home delivery. In-car delivery requires an active OnStar or Volvo on-call account. Twitter's first quarter earnings report showed revenue of $787 million, which is up 18% from the same quarter last year, and net income of $191 million, and earnings per share of 25 cents. The U.S. accounted for $432 million, or about 55% of Twitter's overall revenue, with international revenue at $355 million. Monthly active users were 330 million in Q1, which is 6 million fewer users compared to a year ago, but up 9 million from the last quarter. Daily active users were 134 million in the quarter, up 11% on a year ago. Twitter says it will stop reporting monthly actives for future quarterly reports and focus on those daily numbers, which the company considers its most valuable number. More than 2 years after Twitter shut down its app Vine, Vine app creator Don Hoffman has sent out the first 100 invites to a closed beta of Byte, that's B-Y-T-E, which he calls Vine's successor, letting users record and upload short, looped vertical videos to a reverse chronological feed. Sounds familiar. Hoffman says although TikTok feels like an evolutionary step past Vine, Byte is headed in a different direction. Tesla CEO Elon Musk announced during the company's Autonomy Day that Tesla's new custom chip designed to enable full self-driving capabilities is now in all Model 3, Model X, and S vehicles. Tesla previously used NVIDIA's Drive platform for the Model S and X, but began to switch to its own about a month ago. Musk said the next generation of the chip, which is expected in about 2 years, would be 3 times better than the current system. Speaking of NVIDIA, NVIDIA's cheapest G4 Turing video card, the GeForce GTX 1650, is now available for $149, offering a lower power 1080p experience for a more affordable price. The GTX 1650 joins the GTX 1660 and GTX 1660 Ti, both based on the TU116 GPU. The GTX 1650 ships with 896 CUDA cores enabled, spread over two GPCs, clocked to 1665 MHz, and delivering around 60% of the GTX 1660. Alphabet's drone arm Wing is the first drone operator to be granted FAA approval as an airline, securing the legal authority to start dropping products to customers from the air. Wing plans to begin routine deliveries of small consumer items in two rural communities, Blacksburg and Christiansburg in Virginia, within months, and then start finding retail partners in both towns. Companies that receive the government permission that Wing did must also be majority-owned by U.S. citizens due to rules imposed by the Department of Transportation. AT&T and Sprint have settled a dispute over AT&T's controversial 5G Evolution rebranding of its LTE network. Sprint filed a lawsuit against AT&T back in February, claiming that 5GE was misleading and suggested that the network was actually 5G, which it is not. Terms of the settlement were not disclosed, but AT&T will likely continue to use the term 5GE going forward. And finally, the European Parliament has voted to move forward with the Common Identity Repository, or CIR, a biometrics tracking searchable database of EU and non-EU citizens that includes border control, migration, and law enforcement data systems and unifies records on more than 350 million people. CIR will aggregate names, dates of birth, passport numbers, and other identification details, along with biometric data like fingerprints and facial scans, and make all of it available to EU border and law enforcement authorities. The CIR is poised to be one of the biggest tracking databases in the world, similar to what's being used by the Chinese government and India's Aadhaar system. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find the show notes for this show and links to all of our headlines there as well. Remember, rate and review the Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.